The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm Gil Gross, and our good friend Pamela Gertz-Kabati is here from HouseLogic.com. Welcome back, Pamela. How you doing?
I'm doing well today, Gil. I know you're talking about critters today, and I have to tell you, we have some really cute ones around our house. We live in the outer suburbs of Washington, D.C., and it used to be kind of farm country out here, but now there's all houses, and I often find deer in my backyard, in my front yard, lots of deer around here. And, honestly, it's hard to think of deer as pests. They're so cute, but they can be. I mean, even in our yard, they can be. They nibble flowering plants down to the nub. They tear leaves right from the plants at ground level. I mean, it's really just they take them down to nothing. They can gouge tree trunks. It can be a real problem.
Yeah, you've got this lovingly tended garden, and you go into your house, in the evening, you go, look at my beautiful landscaping, and then you come out the next morning, and it's all been eaten. So what can you do?
Well, you can do a number of things, and I'm going to talk to you about one little homemade remedy that I used one year, because we had a year where the deer ate our hostas down to the ground. They love hostas, and they also ate all our flowering plants, all our impatiens and all our other flowering plants, just down to nothing. I couldn't even figure out what happened. It took me a minute to realize it was the deer. So one of the things you can do is I went in our closet, and I got some Irish Spring soap and a pocket knife. And the smell of Irish Spring, they don't like. So you take curls of it and you just shave it off all around your plants, between your hosta leaves and all of that. And that's one of the ways that you can keep them away. Of course, if it rains or over time, it's soap, it's going to melt away. So you have to redo it maybe once every week or two. But I found that really worked for me. But there are a number of other things you can do. So let's talk about some of those. If you're going to put a fence up to keep the deer out, it needs to be at least 8 feet high, because those deer, boy, they're jumpers. So then there are homemade and commercial repellents that taste and smell bad, a la my Irish Spring story. And there are lots more other things, too. You can check out houselogic.com for content on how to deal with deer, which includes info on trees and shrubs that are naturally repellent to deer, which is a good way to go, if you're just starting some landscaping or doing some new landscaping. For instance, spruce and pine trees they don't like. They're also not wild about ferns or rosemary.
That's good to know. Ferns, rosemary, and Irish Spring.
And spruce and pine.
Great. But what about an electric fence?
Yeah, absolutely. Fencing. Now, deer can jump up pretty high. If you're going to do a regular fence, you need to be about 8 feet. But it doesn't have to be solid wood. You can use a polyethylene netting around support posts or poles, even trees, to keep the deer out. You can use the solid wood fence. That's another way to go. That's probably your most expensive option. An electric fence is going to cost the most. Electric deer fences that'll protect about 25 foot by 25 foot, they'll range from about $500 to $600. The most effective electric fences are double fences, each at a different height, set apart from each other. Because while deer can jump high, they can't jump long. So that pretty much deters them. Now, you might be thinking, gosh, I don't want to hurt those cute little deer, or maybe I have pets or kids. So here's how the electric fence works. A single shock just feels like a static charge, nothing more. So it's not too bad. You don't have to worry about that. It's just enough to scare the deer away. It's not going to hurt him. Powering the fence with a charger hooked up to the house current will only cost you about $1 a year, so that's not a big issue. And it should last for about 10 seasons, especially if you dismantle it at the end of a season, in the winter and pack it away. You can, but the one thing about electrical fences, you have to check with your homeowners association or local ordinance before installing an electrical fence, because some have restrictions on that.
Okay, now you could install a high wooden fence, but man, the cost of wood these days.
Yeah, that's also really pricey. An 8 foot high spruce fence, again, to protect about a 20 foot by 20 foot plot, it's going to cost you around $1,400. So the solid wood fencing is probably your most expensive option. But if you're planning to add privacy fencing anyway, it could be a good option for you. And we have lots of details about that if you want to check out houselogic.com on lots of different fencing options.
All right. So it seems like the deer repellent, in terms of cost and ease, is probably the way for most people to go.
Yeah, back to my Irish Spring. The thing is, they have to be reapplied at various intervals, once a week or every few months. And if you're using them on, say, a vegetable garden, then, you might get a bad taste or a bad smell to some of those vegetables when you bring them inside, because that's what keeps the deer away, right? It's foul tasting, foul smelling. Most of them are non-toxic, so that's not an issue. But you want to think about whether you want to use that on a vegetable garden. And of course, any of these repellents need reapplication after rain.
But look, the main thing is try and protect that garden, as cute as they are. You're right. They're in terms of protecting your garden, they're just critters, like all the other critters. So, Pamela, thank you for the help.
You are quite welcome. And we have a lot more about homemade repellents. Some of them are really surprising. You can check it out at houselogic.com.
All right, great. Pamela Gertz-Kabati from houselogic.com. Thank you, as always, for helping me keep deer away. And another use for Irish Spring. I can see the ad campaign right now. Makes you more attractive and makes your plants less so, or something like that.
To deer, anyway, right?
To deer.
Take care.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.